Please welcome Chris McKinney.
Thank you. So I graduated from high school in 1963 and went to Secretariat College for about a year and a half. And then I got married at the very young age of 21. And I was a secretary until the first time I got pregnant. But the whole secretarial thing and going to college, that was all just something people like me in that generation did, usually, before they got married and started a family. That was my goal for my real job. And I was 6 months along pregnant, and I quit my secretarial job and started my real career. I had three children, the youngest of whom is here tonight, visiting from New Jersey, with his wife, my lovely daughter-in-law, and my grandson, Jude. But he's heard everything, so if you guys have colorful language, don't hold back. So I started my family, and I was a stay-at-home mom for a good 10 years, and then started my part-time jobs, which were always school hours, school year, so I could fulfill my primary job of mom and homemaker and wife, although after about 10 years, the marriage started crumbling, and I had no problem throwing myself into motherhood, since that was my primary career. But my husband and I grew farther and further apart, and after 24 years, we got divorced. And two of my daughters were in college. My son was a senior in high school and moved in with me into the condo I had purchased. But in the interim period before the divorce, I had gone back to college and gotten my degree. So here I am now divorced. I do have a degree, but I had started my first full-time job in 20 years for a radio station selling radio advertising, straight commission. So even though I had this degree, I didn't walk into some glorious job. I had a straight commission job with no benefits, newly divorced, and with the settlement check, I bought and furnished a condo. And so I was basically starting from scratch. I actually was afraid I was going to be a bag lady if the radio sales job didn't continue. And because it was straight commission, 1 month I'd make $3,000, and 1 month I'd make hardly anything. So I was making about $30,000 a year, and gosh, this was 1991. So that was pretty good, but still, I had no future stability. I had no health care. I had no 401k. I had all that stuff through my husband as his dependent, but now I was on my own. And because the income from the radio sales job was so sporadic, I thought, I have to find something that's much more secure. I had two girls in college. My son was going to be coming up, going to college. And my husband, ex-husband, and I had decided we would share the expenses. So I needed a real job with benefits and a future and a 401k. So I knew somebody that was in pharmaceutical sales. And I have to give a little disclaimer here, because today I would never go into pharmaceutical sales. Even if I was younger, I just think it's a terrible racket, like so many things. But then I didn't, and I needed the money, and it was a good job. It not only had benefits, it had salary plus commission plus a company car plus a 401k. So those kinds of jobs, once they're advertised in the paper, they're already taken. So the person I knew that was in the industry said, go around to pharmacies and ask if you can see their drug rep cards. You know, drug rep, that's what I was going to be. Ask if you can see their cards and send your resume to those people because they will know if something's coming up. So I sent out 65 resumes to pharmaceutical representatives in the Grand Rapids area with a cover letter saying, anything coming up in your industry where you need a new representative in Grand Rapids, which is where I lived at the time. And of 65 resumes, I got one response. And that response was, well, as a matter of fact, yes. We're going to be launching a new cardiovascular product, and we're putting together a whole new sales team for Western Michigan, based in Grand Rapids. And he set me up for an interview to the manager, which would be moving to Grand Rapids to manage the new sales team. So I went for my interview, and because I knew she'd be moving to Grand Rapids, I brought her all kinds of brochures about the city and real estate, the best areas of the city to live in, the schools, things like that. So she might have been impressed with that. And I thought the interview went fairly well, but I got the standard, don't call us, we'll call you, and that we'll be setting up some second interviews down the line. So I left thinking, my God, this was the only response I got. I need to do something to make absolutely sure that I get a second interview. So I, as I was already in sales, in radio sales, I came up with the idea to call on cardiologists in Grand Rapids and get them to sign a piece of paper that said they would commit to sitting down and talking with me about the product once I was hired. And I looked in the phone book and I saw all the cardiologists, and there were 12. So that was my goal, to get 12 signatures and then send this with a cover letter to the regional manager who would be in on the second interview. And so I caught these doctors in the elevators, I caught them in the hallway, I went to the front desk where the nurses were, you know, the gatekeepers, without an appointment to try to get back and see the doctor. Little did I know this is exactly what I'd be doing in the job. You know, I would be trying to call, see the doctor without an appointment in between patients, convince him to prescribe my drug, and, in the brief time I would have, try to convince him that my drug was better than the competition. So I didn't know that's what I'd be doing. I got 11 signatures out of the 12 goal. Only one doctor said he wouldn't sign it. One doctor said, what company's making you do this? And I told all of them that the company that I was applying for didn't know what I was doing. They didn't endorse what I was doing, so I didn't feel it was right to tell them the name of the company because they might not have approved. They probably wouldn't have. So I got my signatures. I sent that letter off with a cover letter. I got my second interview. Got my third interview, and finally, 3 months after the first interview, I got the job offer. So I know that I was among probably close to 1,000 applicants for that job, because those jobs are hard to get because they're good jobs. I mean, but I do remember thinking, oh God, these poor little old ladies have to pay so much for this. I mean, as soon as I got in it, I saw the scam, but I stayed in it for like, over 10 years, and it's still serving me well. So I did the right thing in terms of a secure, stable future. You know, I get a monthly stipend, which supplements our Social Security checks, so it worked. I had fire in the belly when I pursued that job so desperately. I wanted it so bad. I didn't think there were any other options for me out there, and I got it.
Thank you.